From the PA Chamber, this is Last Week in the Legislature, your session week recap of what's happening in the state capitol that matters most to Pennsylvania's business community. I'm Michael Plummer. We're now a week into the new fiscal year, and Pennsylvania still doesn't have a final state budget. Governor Shapiro and legislative leaders say negotiations are moving forward, but the disagreements remain significant. The major sticking points center on long-term fiscal planning, the use of state reserve funds, and policy debates on issues ranging from public transit funding to the regulation of skill games, and more. As many outlets reported last week, missing the June 30th deadline won't have many immediate impacts, but pressure will build the longer these talks drag on. The PA Chamber continues to push for a fiscally responsible solution that supports long-term economic growth, and we'll be keeping our members updated as negotiations continue into the summer. And while budget negotiations continued behind closed doors last week, lawmakers returned to session and advanced a series of proposals that affect Pennsylvania's business climate. First, new price controls on financial services. The House narrowly passed House Bill 1553 last Monday by a one-vote margin, 102 to 101. This legislation would cap overdraft and non-sufficient fund fees charged by banks and credit unions. It inserts new price-fixing rules into a market that's already highly regulated at the federal level, where consumers must opt in and receive clear disclosures about fee structures. We believe state-level caps not only create government overreach, but also disrupt a functioning, competitive market. We oppose this bill, which now heads over to the Senate. Next, new rules for recurring subscriptions. The House passed House Bill 129 by a vote of 159 to 43 last week. This legislation would require businesses to get explicit consent before enrolling customers in automatic renewals. It also sets up detailed rules on how promotional offers must be disclosed and introduces a new private right of action, which raises legal risks for businesses. And while consumer transparency is important, this bill creates new liabilities that could drive up compliance costs and increase litigation, especially for businesses using subscription models to deliver convenience and value at the same time. We oppose this bill, which now also moves to the Senate. Also advancing, a workplace mandate aimed at public employers. The House Judiciary Committee advanced House Bill 1629 last Monday by a 14-12 party-line vote. This bill sets out a broad set of mandates for public sector employers, including rules on paid leave, safety, training, reporting, and risk assessments. However, its scope is vague, and it could impact quasi-private entities like higher education institutions, transit agencies, and more. We urge lawmakers to hold off on considering the bill, as any policy this broad needs to have input from the employers expected to follow it. Without that, there's a significant risk of duplicative requirements and compliance headaches. However, that bill advances now to the full House. And finally, a bipartisan win for innovation and entrepreneurship. The House Finance Committee voted 24-2 last Tuesday to advance House Bill 1129, which would allow technology and biotech startups to sell their unused net operating losses, or NOLs, under certain conditions. This could be a useful financial tool for early-stage companies that need flexible capital to grow. And while the PA Chamber continues to advocate for broader NOL reforms, this bill offers targeted support for high-growth sectors and helps keep our innovation economy competitive. We supported this bill, which now moves on to the full House. That's it for this week's Legislative Rundown. For more details or to access our policy memos, visit www.pachamber.org. For the PA Chamber, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more next week.